dollars, but we all broke. Everybody step for we play go. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's so some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need fuck it with my aunt, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm a boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grind. No class flyers, catch me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Clean the way it came, same color as my sire. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, E-Bay. You smell that? Didn't want any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, I'm craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weight, but your jaw's still weak. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the B-L-A-K, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come roll. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's goody, good, y'all? I'm a skip. You're tuned into Beliefs of Hits, the airwaves, the legal data, and as we always do, please hit your mic and Mr. Brother, let's get this show started. So, just give me a minute, y'all. Because there's a lot been going on in the news that I didn't know about. Oh, here's something. Elon Musk is adding both an encrypted messaging to Twitter. Why do I don't like the messenger on Facebook. I don't like the fact that people could call you through messenger. Video call you, or just regular call you like they're using a phone. I don't like it because anybody that's on your friends list, anybody can call you, even if they're not on your friends list. And it gets annoying to hear it, like you hear, like, why somebody calling? Nobody's really calling me because they're calling me through Messenger. I would say it's a guilty curse. I would say it's a guilty curse because if this is because you ain't got to give out your number. And there's people that you don't want to give your number to, they can call you a stranger. And don't have your number to call you on the phone through Messenger. As dumb, if you personally have my number, you should be using it to call me, not through Messenger, unless you're not near your phone and you need to talk to me. I get it. You understand what I'm saying? So let's see what Elon's talking about. But even though I don't want that on Twitter, I have an option to call somebody on Twitter. I'm not on Twitter like that. I'm not even on Twitter. Like, my stuff automatically gets posted to Twitter, but I'm not on Twitter, and I want somebody from Twitter being able to call me, and here I am, your message, seeing the call from Twitter that I don't talk to on a regular. You understand? I don't want that. So it says Twitter is getting an upgrade with some brand new features. See, Elon Musk took the platform on Tuesday to announce there will be new additions that could encrypt their messages and calling. So this is what he said. He said, with the latest version of app, you can DM me back to any message in the thread, not just most recent, and use emoji reaction. Release encrypted DMs version 1 should happen tomorrow. And sophistication wrapper. The address is that I cannot see DMs even if I cannot see your DMs even if there was a gun to my head. I'm soon will be voice and video chat from your handle on platform so you can talk to people anywhere in the world without giving them your phone. That said, it's a gift and a curse. Because you can talk to anyone in the world without having to give them your phone. Because when you give a person your phone, they really want to give your phone number to them. Why is it they always calling you? And when you answer the talk, they got nothing to talk about. They just calling you just to call you. See, this is five. I give people, like, back in the day, I used to go hang out and party. I would never give the person any guy I met in the club, I'd never give them my government name. I always give them a nickname, and even gave them my number. If they called my house, they're calling me by my, luckily, that people in my household call me by my nickname, so that if a person called me and was using my nickname, that people in my household will be like, okay, you understand what I'm saying? The people in my household will be, okay, yes, hold on, let me go. But sometimes my mom, sometimes she'll come with my name, sometimes she'll come with my government name. And I don't want to, you know how you give somebody a nickname and then you are with someone by your government and never call you by your name, and you run into that person you gave that to, and the person that you're with calls you by your government, and you're like, damn, I think you just got it. I feel like, damn, I busted. But, nope, that's what I do. I give my name. If the relationship progresses into something, of course they're going to know the government name. Can't be dating someone the whole time they're dating, they're calling you by it. by a nickname. If they hit it off and you had to stop to get married, your government name is going to be on the way of reputation, not your nickname. That would be some shit. Now, what an information. Your nickname on it, stating you're the bride, and it's your government. Like, if it's going somewhere, then I'll get the government. But if you're going to be coming around me, coming over to my house, you're going to hear people call me my nickname and by my first name, my government name. So you're going to hear that. And, you know, but when you interact with somebody you really have no interest in, you give them that nickname. Whenever that person is around, just have your people's, whenever that person is around, have your people's call you nickname so that they think that's your real name. Because I do not know my government. So important to me, I need to know the government. If you're not that important to me, I don't care if you call me. Like, I don't care if you give me a nickname, I'm calling you by your nickname. That I don't care, but if you're somebody that's important to me, I need to know the government. Because some people have, like, weird nicknames. Weird, but if your nickname, if your family nickname is Knucklehead, and you introduce yourself to the girl as Knucklehead and not give her your government name, and that's every time she's calling Knucklehead, but you know your family always call you by your government when you're in the house, but if she's, they don't call, you know, your name that often. If she hear them calling you a different name, she gonna be like, who that? Why you ain't telling me? And she's gonna be mad at you for not telling her what your real name is. I've heard a story where a girl met a dude. I can't remember if it was they met at the club, they met somewhere. Instead of giving her his real name, he gave her the nickname that they family call him. So they wanted, I could say, having a one night stand. And from that one night stand, she winds up pregnant, but she don't know dude's real name. All she knows is the nickname that he gave her. So you see the dilemma she's in, because if she only knows his nickname, there's no way in the world she's going to be able to find him through social media. He's using his name on his social media. If his name is Tracy, right, but the nickname, let's say the nickname, his nickname is Bubba, and his name is Bubba. But if all you know is Bubba, you don't know that his real name is Tracy, you're going to be searching all these social media platforms to find somebody named Bubba. You might come to Bubba, but he may not come back. He can be white. That's why, okay, you can introduce such a nickname, but if things are worse, then I need to know your own name. Because I don't want something that, want to be out somewhere with you and something happens where, let's say, you have to go to the hospital. Now, and you know when the ambulance comes, they're going to ask, what is your name? Because if you can't talk, they ask me what your name is. If that was the nickname you gave me, how about some people in the ambulance that, oh, his name is Bubba. That's all I know. That's the name he gave me. But I get if your nickname is, you know, a piece of your real name. So, your name is Tracy. Like, you know, like the comedian Tracy Moore. You know, if your name is Tracy, but they call you Tracy. I get it. That's the derivative of what your name is. You know, just saying. Let's finish getting into this story about Llama. It says, okay. Then it says, the new album that you send messages is easily modified to any messages in the conversation. It will also have a special feature called encrypted DMs that will make it so nobody can read your messages. This will be released. I like that part. I like that part. The encrypted DM. You know, what if you are having a conversation, say, some conversation with your boo, or let's just say, you meet a guy, you're having a conversation, and your conversation gets steamy. Not to say that you, and not knowing that he's attached to somebody, because you know most guys, they act like they're not attached to somebody. Well, so he won't, you know what I'm saying, so y'all won't get caught. You, the like if she goes through it, she won't be able to read it, because it's encrypted. Or, if you're having conversations with your friends and your man or your, you know, your girlfriend is nosy and wants to be in your conversation, you can make it encrypted so nobody can read messages. Yep. Now, that part I like. Messages encrypted. No one will be able to read them. You know, something happens to you and they need to go through your social media, you know, and they're going through your social media. On that steamy conversation, you and your man had through social media or whatever. You know, those type of conversations, you know, they can't read it. Yep. I don't mind that. But the calling part, you know, some people, like I said, there's some people you don't want to give your number to, so you would do that. But it's going to get annoying. It's gonna get annoying. And the reason I say that is because the person you didn't want to give your number to is gonna keep looking through social media apps. And you through the social media apps and annoying you. I'm really annoyed. And then you're gonna get to the point where you're gonna be like, I'm going to delete your app or deactivate your account. Because it gets annoying like that. Now, somebody said, what message is Elon? Somebody said the speed of the report is incredible. We're happy with Twitter. I haven't, like I said, I'm on Twitter, but I'm really on Twitter. Like when I get notifications, I check my notifications, see what the person who I got notification posted. That's about it. I'm not counting 140 characters on Twitter. If I'm posting stuff, that I gotta say, it'll automatically post on my Twitter through other social apps. Like when if I post to Instagram, I automatically post it from Instagram to my Twitter. I don't have to go to Twitter itself. That's what Elon Musk has been up to with Twitter. You know so we're getting sports news right now. You know the All-Star playoff games are happening, and I gotta give the Knicks props. I gotta give the Knicks props this season, because normally the Knicks make it to the playoffs, and after the first round, that's it for them. But they made it to the second round. I gotta give the Knicks their props. They made it to the second round. Got the game tonight against Miami. Won at the Garden. They won. And this is that I've noticed, right? Not all teams, but most teams play better when they're at their turf than when they're at the other team's turf. Tonight, the Warrior Lake game is on. And the Warriors are playing ball on that. The Lakers, not much. And it's like, if the Knicks pull this off, because I think today is game five, if the Knicks pull this off and make it to round three, I don't know who they're going against. I forget who they're going to get on three. They make it that far. But I gotta give it their props. The Lakers, they might make it two rounds and then lose might make it two rounds. When this team in the playoffs that you wasn't expecting to be in the playoffs and make it the second round, not the third, but make it the second round, you say yes, why can't you make it all the time? It's like, I used to be a fan, no longer a Knicks. And I know it's crazy me saying that, being in New York, that I'm no longer a Knicks fan. I was a Knicks fan and a Nets fan. And I'm still a Nets fan. I stopped being a Knicks fan when Mark Jackson was no longer in the Knicks. So you got to think. That was in the, I think, 90s? I don't think it was 80s. I think it was maybe early 80s, late 80s, early 90s. And Mark just stopped being sick. And people say, well, you from New York, you gotta, you're supposed to like all New York sports, like all New York. No, I don't. I'm a they are Giant fans. I'm not a Giant fan. And people from New York boo that. Just, like, you know, I'll give them their props. They deserve their props. But it's like, how you make it as a football team, how you make the players that you in the players knock yourself out. You know what I'm saying? That's what I was saying about, what I was saying about the Knicks. The Jets and the Giants are the same way when it comes to girls with football. Is that they make it and then they want to knock themselves out of the playoffs. And it seems like they do it every season. But I think this season, I think the Giants last longer than the Jets. I can give them that much. They last longer than the Jets. And it's like, what's crazy is my boys got knocked out the first round. It's like, and that's the no effort in the game. Like, okay, we made the playoffs. Was the play ins, and if you went in the play ins, you went to the playoffs. And they even didn't put no oomph in it. It's like, they tried, but they couldn't succeed. It seems like every time they make it so that they can't go no further. They can't get a win. And it's like, oh, you need to, like, get rid of players, ask them to get rid of players. But you got to think about sometimes, it may not be the players. It could be the coaching. You got to think about it. In most of these sports, when your team ain't winning, you say, oh, get rid of this player. It's probably not even the players. It could be the coaching. The way the person coaches. Yep. Wow. Now, this is a story for you that I'm going to get into. I'm going to get into some news. It says, who wrote children's book on charge of murdering her husband. Wow. Here says, the first ever witness, the man allegedly murdered by his wife, children's book, is speaking out. ABC's Erin McCollum has more details on the case, including what Erin there's probably more to the story. I'm looking for the rest of the story. It'll be a video. There we go. Pause. It's a video. I thought, you know, I read the whole article. Yeah. And I'm going to let y'all play the video because I have the sound low. Let me pull it up. Okay, what's the video? Now the video. Why is this video not playing for me? Let's bring it out. I'm gonna get it to play. Okay, the video rolls on me. Okay. This is coming from Nightly News, NBC's Nightly News. Okay, I'm back. I'm sorry about that. Something happened where I got cut off from the show. Now we're back. I'm going to play that video again from the beginning. Because she did a news interview talking about she wrote a brief book with her children and her husband passed away. And it goes into the story about trying with the murder of the husband. So, let's hear with the video. Don't tell me it froze on me again. Go back and go back in. Here we go.
So my husband passed away unexpectedly last year. Tonight, the victim, Eric Richens, the man allegedly murdered by his turned children's author, is speaking out.
They feel like there may be problems here for Eric.
According to George Lawrence, Eric's family told him that they believe his widow, Corey, had something to do with his death. And by the father of three, had warned them that if anything happened to him, she was to blame. Why did he stay with her?
The boys. I mean, he was by all accounts. Amazing father.
He arrested Corey Monday at Park City. A 33-year-old poisoned her husband March of last year with a massive dose of fentanyl. Corey's arrest a month after promoting her children's book on grief. Inspired by her death, Corey's an amazing husband and father. So you actually wrote this book with your children? According to court documents, an autopsy revealed Eric had five times the lethal dosage of fentanyl system. Corey told responders that she made a Moscow mule to celebrate closing on a house business. On different occasions, according to the documents, Corey purchased $900 worth of fentanyl pills prior to Eric's death, and investigators say Eric recently changed his and life insurance from his wife to his sister without her knowledge. The Warren states he didn't tell him because, according to his sister, he believed Corey might kill him for the he wanted their kids financially secure. Corey Richens is charged with aggravated murder. She had to enter a plea, and her attorney has a comment. She's expected in court this week.
Wow. All I gotta say is, y'all crazy. She ain't the first, she ain't gonna be the last. Thousands and significant others for insurance money. But just think, let's say his insurance policy was $1 million or something happened to him. If he dies of natural causes, they're going to pay out the whole $1 million policy. If there was foul play, if there is, they consider that insurance company is not paying out that $1 million policy. A lot of men and women hire people to kill their significant other because of how much they're in insurance. I remember when I got myself insurance, and it was worth $250,000. And that's a lot of money to somebody who doesn't have money, right? And just think, if I was still paying on it, that would have went from, because I think some insurance companies do this, but not, I don't think all, where if your policy is a certain amount, they might, and you paid it off the policy that let you add more to it. So say like if your policy is worth $50,000, right? And then if you keep paying on it, that they pull it so they get policy that was worth $50,000 now worth $100,000. A $250,000 policy is you're paying on it and you're intending that double it. So now you have $500,000 on your policy that they, if somebody you, the insurance company to pay out so your family can bury you and all that stuff. But damn, he's fitting all in the system. She drugged him with fentanyl. But how can you do a show book if he was a dirty husband and father, a wonderful husband and father? There's always a reason why, you know, someone's committing. You need the money. So that's why if they insurance policy is worth enough, you kill them with insurance money. I watch enough TV shows where they say if you want to, they passed away. So give them drugs in their system. You put a certain amount so it look like they died of natural causes. But she put a lot of fentanyl in her system. They would use our poisoning, which is that poisoning. They put it in food. It's older, right? No flavor. So if you put in the food, they're gonna be tasting it exactly what you cooked or what you feeding them. That's what they're gonna taste. They're not gonna taste arsenic. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, Joe has taken away from his kids. Because of you want the insurance money, all you don't want to talk for the insurance money. That's crazy. That's crazy for real. That is crazy. Well, once she goes to trial, the jury finds her guilty, she might get in jail. He said to the family, amazing, to me, you know who it is. Yeah, it's crazy. Just taking wedding vows to take the wedding vows. That's what the news. Here's some good news that I like to hear. If a Texas man hit a BLM protest, sentenced to 25 years in prison. Twenty-five years in prison. So Governor of Vows to pardon. For some reason it's not. Oh, I don't have the app, shit. ain't trying to do. So for some reason, I can't, unless I have a subscription to the Washington Post, it's not letting me read the article. But this is news nonetheless. You killed her for no reason. She was a protester, a black protester, and that. From being sued, y'all, parents suing McDonald's over hot chicken nuggets that burned my daughter. I remember years ago was a lady sued McDonald's because the coffee they gave her was too hot. And I think it spilled on her and burned her. She sued McDonald's. Of course the coffee is hot. You think they're going to give you cold coffee? And you be complaining about my coffee? Let's get into this story. There's two Floridians believing McDonald's was responsible for unreasonably and dangerously hot chicken nuggets unless their daughter was second degree burns. Solana and Humberto Carabello Estevez of Arrow County, Florida, to McDonald's and Upchurch Foods, the franchise operator, for negligence and poor training. They are seeking $15,000 in damages. Opening statements in the trial were read on Tuesday and testimony soon followed. Then, in 2017, after audit, her four-year-old daughter Olivia and Happy Meal attempt to mark McDonald's drive. Says the lawsuit says James handed her daughter the meal in the back of the car and started driving. She soon heard a scream after one of Olivia's negligent words between her eye and then and the seatbelt for almost 2 minutes. Between burns, Olivia discarded. McDonald's and Upchurch denied wrongdoing. Ms. Holmes purchased 32 chicken nuggets today. Attorney Scott Young, representing the state, the evidence showed that for 30 one of them, there was no problem. The company also released a statement saying hot temperature required to ensure the food is fully cooked and safe to eat. We take complaints seriously and send those that involve the safety of our food and experiences of our guests. McDonald's said in a statement today, this was looked into thoroughly, ensuring a for food and quality means following strict policies and procedures for each product was cooked and served. Policies and procedures will follow this case of therefore struggling with the plaintiff's claims. I've gotten nuggets from McDonald's. They ain't never been hot to wear someone can get it. Second degree burn. They ain't never been that hot. Yeah, that's crazy. Like I said, I had hot chicken nuggets, but they're not hot. They've been warm, but they ain't never been the way I burn myself. I've cooked hotter food than the was not. That's crazy. what other stories out there. Here's something. We'll be back into sports news now. It says West Virginia's has agreed to $1 million payout, the $1 million pay cut. 3 games for It says West Virginia's basketball coach Bob Huggins has agreed to a 3-game suspension, a $1 million salary reduction, and sensitivity training for using a homophobic slur during a radio interview. The university announced Wednesday the agreement allowed Huggins to keep it out of school's coach, but the brother will leave a knock on his Hall of Fame career. Says West Virginia University President Gordon G. and Alvin Baker said in a joint statement that the university has made it explicitly clear to Coach Huggins that any of derogatory and offensive language will be immediate termination. Under agreement, Huggins and all current future athletics coaching staff will be provided by the LGBTQ plus center to address can't show my sexism. Huggins also required to meet with the LGBTQ plus leaders from across the state. Doing this, yeah, you're getting them to stop saying the derogatory words, but when he's in his own home, he's gonna be saying them words that are the slur words. When he's in the private of his own home, he's gonna say them like it ain't nothing. Yeah. You don't like people, a lot of the people you, they're not the feminine, but there are a lot of people you may work with that may be gay, but not presenting, you know, that type of gay person. Because I'm like, for me, it's like, you got the masculine gay. That means the dude who's gay, but they work out and all that stuff. You got the gays, the ones they are feminine presenting. And the way they talk, the way they dress. You got those gays. I have nothing against gay people. I have nothing against the LGBTQ plus. But there are people, because they follow the Bible. Yep. Yep. I felt there was a quietness. He came out of his pocket. $1 million. I think that the money taken out his salary because of the slur, I think that money should be donated to any LGBT plus organization. information. Yeah. Yeah. It says good job, Java did not earn on any of the three All-18s on Wednesday, and in the long run, the snowball cost him $39 million. Ran signed a rookie extension last summer with Memphis, which was worth $193.2 million for 5 years. That has increased to $31.4 million, which is 30% of the salary cap. Over the course of 3 years, the former would have received a second consecutive All-American nation. It said the see 10 votes and 14-13 votes among the 100 ballots, which left him no be short of all their recognition. When we posted a clip, shortly the results were revealed. Justice Snug. Well, hopefully, because that's a troll yourself in. And Marshman was suspended for 8 games by the NBA after he posted himself flashing a handgun at Denver Nightclub on Instagram Live. So when it finished, the regular season average 6.2 points, 5.9 rebounds, and 8 assists per request across the 3-1 contest. Two players will be eligible for the Supermax extension after all NBA players are Celtics, Jason Tatum and Jaylen. $39 mil. I want my contract to be a guaranteed contract. I don't want it to be where you have to earn the money and then your contract becomes guaranteed. No. I want it straight up my contract being guaranteed. Trying to put a display at the Mets City Field Stadium. Casino, casino, yeah. Don't put a casino in five places. A casino in five places. Because, like the gambling, even though the Mets is my baseball team, I haven't been to a Mets game since I was a kid. I don't gamble, but I haven't been to a Mets game since I was a kid. And when you think about it, right? When you think about it, if they put a casino over there, people will come in there for the casino and see the Mets play. I mean, true diehard fans is going to see the play, but you know, over there just for the casino. So if he's the him as the owner. Because you know what I think it is? Seeing that no one's coming to the league like they used to. Because, and to be honest, they're not coming because the Mets aren't. Was the last season? They had the season. But the Mets don't always have their season. And even though they were loyal, high, high, loyal fans, and then you got to take a course of arm and a leg. What the heck is being an arm and a leg? Just to see them play baseball. I'm not doing that. Sure. They're trying to be Freaky Friday, see? Leslie Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis. Leslie Lohan old in the face. You know how, like, some grow gracefully? She looks older in the face. She looks older in the face than what her age is. Leslie Lohan, I think, she's in her 30s or her 40s. But she, the way her face is, the way she's aging, she looks like she could be in her 40s. The sequel to the original Freaky Friday, we don't. And she did the sequel when they put out the first Freaky Friday. And she was working on it as soon as they did the first one. She started working on the sequel. Because I'm tired of, like, movies that I was supposed to have a sequel, get a chance to have a sequel, and starting their sequel. Now I was starting, they want to have a sequel. Like Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun came out sometime in the 80s. And I think it was like 2 years later, they shoot the sequel. And Tom Cruise is on the face, he don't look like he used to. That's why you gotta do these sequels. The first one, because even if he is the one that fucked up, still do. They'll film the sequel. Because if you don't want to pick it up, you can watch yourself. You put out in. I don't want no sequel. Yes, see. Shoot, my mom is good at Dolly. I would love to do a song with Dolly. I think I can do a country song with Dolly. Wait a minute. Robert De Niro had another baby? Had a baby? Oh, Lord. Okay, the woman that he with his name is Sarah Chen. Wow. I'm going through these articles to see which ones I want to share with you, give you my opinion. But sometimes I'm going through these, looking at these articles, sandwich. So, I know last week you probably, you know, you probably tuned in. Oh, what happened to them? No, they know what happened. Well, I'm going to share that with y'all. Mexican cruise. Vallarta. We went to whatever how you say it. Cabo San Lucas. Which, here's shocking news. Well, not shocking, but here's some wow for you. I found out that Cabo San Lucas ain't really Mexico. It's the ending of, it's the end of California. So basically, if you look on the map, right, and you look at what's California map, the end of California is what Cabo San Lucas is. And all this time, we were conversing in part of Mexico. Because, so, the first stop was Puerto Vallarta, that's a part of, we went to the land, and then Cabo West, and that, we crossed the ship in Long Beach, California. Part of California. Another thing I didn't know that Long Beach had their own airport, because we could have bought tickets at Long Beach's airport, because when I looked up what port that we were going to catch up at, it was saying Pasadena, it wasn't saying Long Beach, and so I went to my Google app, and Carnival's app, and the Carnival give you the itinerary in St. Long Beach. If I would have known all of this at the time, the airport was in Long Beach, we could have took our flight to go to Long Beach. But just in case if the plane goes, because some airlines don't go there. Some do, some don't. So you got know which airline shoes that goes there. And I hope I could have been booked in Long Beach if I was known that's where the port was going to be. wound up booking the Best Western, but Ontario, California. And Ontario is an hour away from where we were pushing the boat at. Luckily, we made it on time. If we didn't, because we all believe, this is what my mom likes to do, just to leave the day before we set sail and go on the cruise. No matter where we can go at, should I say the day before, the last one in 2019 that we went on, recorded in Miami, the boat at the port of Miami. And so, the day before we went to the hotel room. From there, there was a bus hotel that went to the port. But what's crazy is, like, Carnival charge from the airport, they were charging a fee, and I think it was like $37 a person, or $60-something dollars a person. So, if it's five of y'all, so that's 30 even for five people. And each person paid 30 so they can get to the airport. That, I think that should be free. I think if the whatever cruise line that's using going on and the port is not close to the airport, then I think the cruise line should, if they're providing shelter, it should be free. Because you already paid $1,000 and change just to cruise. Now I gotta pay you an extra 30 something or 50 something dollars. Excuse me, y'all, so that when I get back to port, that I can get. There were some people taking Ubers, they didn't want to take stuff, they were taking Ubers or have, if they already live in California, they probably was having fish come to the port to pick them up. So, yeah. But I can't do it. After spending $1,000 and then gotta pay you the something down just so the shuttle bus can get to the airport. And this is one thing I hate. I hate that. The airlines delay your flight, especially in an unfamiliar place. Like, let's just say you delayed in Texas. Right? You don't live in Texas, and depending on how long it's to be, I'll fly only that one flight. I delayed to 3:15. Right? We stopped back at the port and something, and they would let people around 10. Right? They was calling, you know, they call you at the bus station, you go to your desk. Place and then they let you off the ship. But what if something happens to where with the ship that is on dock on time and people like to like 1:05 or maybe, you know what I mean? But for the airline to delay the flight, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but it wasn't that long of a delay. But they come flights usually next day. If I'm in an unfamiliar place and you're telling me flight's delayed, I'm sorry. You put me up in a hotel room until everything's back on my flight. I'm not, you know, sitting in no airport waiting for my flight. If, you know what I'm saying? If my flight be overnight, I'm not doing it. Yep, I ain't doing it. But I have fun on the cruise, you know. Which I do many cruises for next year, and the next one that we're gonna go on again, like this past one, the 25. My mom has author named Brenda Jackson, and every 2 years she does a reunion cruise. And this is for her reading. But every 2 years, we were supposed to go to in 2021. But because that didn't happen, so she wanted to do it. It's just we would have. So if COVID didn't happen, we would have did the 9 days in Panama, right? We did days, then we would have did this one because we got one 2023 will be the next month. We still would have did that. So she leave out of Texas. And, you know, they've had some posted, but not for 25 yet. So what they do is they're posting for the end of 2023 until 24, all through 2024. And she's like, oh, you know, want to go somewhere we ain't been yet. And when I look at he wants to do Western Caribbean. When I was in the carnival site and I'm looking, they had some Western Caribbean cruises, but for this year, 2025, not posted yet. And I'm like, Galveston, Texas. Yeah. If my mom, she wants to go to the one in 25, we always leave like a day ahead, because you don't want to leave the same day that in the ship. You don't want to, because anything that happened there, yeah, the flight plane, I said that anything happened, your flight could get delayed, push back, that's back the time you're supposed to get on the ship. Yeah. In Texas, that's different. You can drive to, you can drive to the port and all that stuff, but for those who don't live, the ship is boarding at. Today, that's why you have to go ahead so that you make it for the ship one. And, you know, when I ship myself as a girl, you know, my cart, when I was checking in, was saying that I was a blue car, and I'm like, why is a blue car when I've done many cars for Carnival, and my car should be red, and like that. And then, when I told the phone, she said, you know what, I always want you to find the, VS, and when you join that, your number, and your, number, right? And, yeah, so, like, you know, but if you sign up, right, and you forgot all the credentials that you signed up with, so you sign up again, under your name, you're going to have two different VIN numbers. I think that's what happened, that someone signed, checked in, and being that someone else checked in before, when I checked myself in, I got two numbers, so the girl was like, yeah, we have to combine it now. Once we combine it, all your trips are going to show. and stuff like that. Because it's hard to remember. It is hard to remember like, how many cruises you've been on. And stuff. It's hard to remember. I'm going to pull it up and see how many I've been on so far. I'm going to pull it up and see how many I've been on so far. I'm going to find out with y'all. Okay, I hate here we go. It should be a penalty. How many cruises I've been in so far? And this one thing that I like is that while I cruise, my mom had it all on board. That she didn't know that. Because when, you know, talk to the girl, the front desk or curtains, whatever you want to call it, the girl said, I have a question you just know. My mom's up to me, so, you know, the world changed, you know. And the girl said, oh, have credits you can use towards getting up here, and you won't have to come out of pocket really because you can use the credit. So when we go to the ask for tax, if take your luggage. You know, you gotta get the luggage tag. Blah, 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 blah. So the guy, I don't know, you gotta go on 10 and get the tag. But I'm like, if we're keeping our bags, we have to put the tags on. So, we look at the bill, and he's, you know, breaking down the bill. Oh, you have something about onboard credit. And you have to use it, type of thing. And my mom was like, well, if I didn't know how to onboard for $100, I would have used it. And $100 is a lot of money. Some people know, I'll take it as a loss. No, some people, they can't. And known, I definitely would have used $100 credit. I was like, oh, you know, she could use it towards the next trip. But say we do the next trip, but what if it's not what comes? I hate losing money. Not pay. But I'm trying to see, I see stuff that's managed by cruises. So I'm going to log in. I'll keep mistyping. Oh my gosh. Here we go. Did I just spell something? I think I spelled it wrong. Okay, now it should work. I need to add looking. That's not when I click. Oh my gosh. I hate when this happens. So what I clicked on was where I could see previous trips that, you know, previous cruises I was on. I thought So manage cruises is for if you already booked cruise. I'll call VIPs. For VISP. I'm trying to see, maybe if I went to the app, at this time, but I know it was 17, and then it was 2017, 2019, 2023. I'm trying to figure it out, but I think. I'm not gonna tell me all the cruises I've done so far through the app itself. Still showing me the last cruise we went on. It doesn't have it in the app, so where I can see how many cruises I've been. So So, yeah. But all in all, and then, you know, once you finish with your cruise and your story, you know, be back to your cruise and all that stuff. The only issue I have with the cruise is really the food. There was nothing to be excited about. That's my only thing. The cruise was nothing to be excited. The food on the cruise was nothing to be excited about. I want to see. Okay, let's see. I'm just trying to figure something out. Come out of there. Let me see if I can pull up. I'm trying to see if I can find the information I'm looking for. Have a lot of email to get rid of. You're gone for a long time and you got no internet service. You gotta, you know, it's like thing. I got no internet service. When I get home, there's gonna be a lot of emails and stuff to me. Dang it. It's not letting me, pull it up. Location I need to, but. And they asked me if you would recommend Carnival to anybody to start going on a cruise. Between Royal Caribbean and Carnival, as far as the activities go, activities basically the same, where they have the karaoke, the karaoke. Between two flashes when Caribbean, right. One thing I like about Royal Caribbean is when they do karaoke, they separate from adults and children. Carnival doesn't do that. So, during the whole time we was in the Royal Caribbean, we had family karaoke music, family, you know, in the cave, and then so that kids can do karaoke, because during regular karaoke, they also sing in the kitchen, not just the two, but There were adults that had their kids in there watching them do karaoke. It was like, you have to think, you have to be mindful that there are going to be adult singers you know your kids shouldn't be hearing, so your kids should not be at the karaoke that's meant for them. And no, they didn't say anything. They didn't say anything about, like, say, well, kids can't be in here. They can watch, but they just can't participate. The kids can watch, they just couldn't participate. Yeah. So yeah. So yeah. Thing about the carnival, I mean about going to women that I like, that they the kids, you know, karaoke from their karaoke. Carnival do that, and carnival would do that because there were kids from, like, the last, I think the last karaoke did, the young girl was singing Ariana Grande's Dangerous Woman. Like, what she at that age know about being a dangerous woman? I get it. You listen to your own songs like that one. But you should not, as a parent, y'all should not be doing songs like that. And the little brother not sound singing the song, but I'm just saying, if my child allow my child to do karaoke, they're gonna sing something inappropriate. You know what I'm saying? They're going to sing something inappropriate. So, I'm going to call it a night. I'm going to call it a night. So I appreciate you rocking with your girl, keep rocking with your girl, and all the stuff. Next show is the end of the music, another mother in the music. I'm going to say peace, love, I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.